Chapter 1. The walls come crumbling down. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust. Psalm 40, verse 4. Our journey begins in 2002 in Lafayette, Louisiana. I'm in the lobby of an auditorium in which I'm about to speak, chatting with several parents. One of the women suddenly says, "I'm absolutely convinced, John, that my husband and I have experienced more problems in 4 years with two children than my parents had with all 10 of us the entire time." That mother's statement reflects the difficulties inherent in today's child-rearing philosophy and practice. Further, it echoes not just the experience of one set of parents in Lafayette, but the experience of many, if not most, parents in the United States. Whether you grew up in a large or small family, you are almost certainly experiencing more child-rearing difficulties than did your parents. A lot more. When compared to your grandparents' child-rearing experience, there is no doubt about it. Your grandparents had problems with their children, all parents do, but compared to the problems you are having, their parenting experience was a cakewalk. Men and women who accomplished most of their child-rearing before 1960, people who are now in their 70s, 80s, and 90s, tell me that whereas they dealt with the occasional problem, the raising of children per se was not especially difficult. As one 90-year-old woman who raised 5 children during the 40s and 50s once told me, it was just something you did. She was by no means diminishing the responsibility. She made it clear that raising children was the most important job anyone ever undertook. She was simply putting it in its proper perspective. Raising children was but one of many responsibilities she had assumed as an adult, and she had been determined to execute each and every one of them to the best of her ability. These included responsibilities as a daughter, sister, friend, wife, employee. She had worked as a secretary for a number of years. Member of various women's clubs and civic organizations, and member of her church. Because she did not over-identify with the role of mother, she was not over-focused on her kids. Therefore, raising children did not consume, exasperate, and exhaust her. She was able to discharge her responsibilities to her children, including their discipline, in a calm, collected, confident fashion. That hardly describes the day-to-day experience of today's oft-consumed, oft-exasperated, and oft-exhausted parents, and mothers especially. The times, they are a-changin'. "But John," someone might exclaim, "times have changed." That cliche really explains nothing. Times have always changed. But until recently, the raising of children did not change from generation to generation. As technology, demographics, and economic conditions changed, the general approach to child-rearing remained pretty much the same. My grandparents, for example, were born in the 1890s. During the first 30 years of their lives, they witnessed and experienced more change in every conceivable fashion than has occurred in the last 30 years, since 1977. Yet child-rearing did not change during that time. My parents were born around 1920. Consider the dramatic changes that took place during the first 30 years of their lives, from 1920 to